Boom. Boom. Welcome to Amateur Opinions, the fantasy football show. Thank you so much for joining us. These are your hosts, Deuce and Easy. Easy, how you doing, bro?
What's up? I'm good, Deuce. How you doing?
In life, I'm good. In fantasy, not
as always.
Good at all.
Isn't that always the case, man?
Yeah.
Isn't
that? I don't even know if I'm qualified to do this show anymore.
No jokes.
I feel like this should be your show now. I'll stick to the pop culture opinions.
To be fair, you carried us last season. I mean, last season was
last week. It was my show. This year, it's your show. Funny how things change.
Yeah, but I guess we're what are we doing? We're spreading our risk, right? Because like both of us having a bad season, that's rare, you know.
Yeah,
but we're, at least one of us will be having a good start.
Exactly.
Although I must be saying, like, I don't think you've been too bad, like in recent weeks in terms of points.
Nah, I've been bad, bro. I don't think you're paying attention.
How did you do last week?
I had like 51. Or something.
I see. Yeah, so that was quite a hit.
Because I took a hit as well.
But you took a -8, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. So that put me down to like 51.
And also, okay, go for it.
I was gonna say I'm playing that in that league where we drink a stout, milk stout, if you have the lowest of the week lowest points total of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already, this week was my second one. I've already had two.
Wow.
The whole of last season, I had two.
Oh, so you've already matched last season?
I've already matched last season. That's how bad it's been for me.
Yeah. To be fair, though, what's your overall rank, by the way?
I'm trying not to look, bro, honestly.
It's a long
I'm not
season,
even joking,
though.
Bro. No. If I had the lowest in my other league, then, you know, I don't need to look at my league to see how far down I am. Nope.
You don't need that energy. Yeah. I feel you, Deuce.
No.
But it's come down to, last week was so, I feel like this season, like, a lot of us have been doing very similar things, and I think we're going to do very similar things in the future. I feel like this game week is going to be one of these games weeks we look at. Mm. Like, the people who captain Salah, I feel like we're going to look back at this season and be like, did you captain Salah in game week 10? Was it 10? 9, sorry. Because who saw that coming? I mean, sure.
To be honest, we should have.
Yeah.
Let's
we should.
Real.
I mean, I texted
I think as a United
before,
fan, I was in denial.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I did text you before, after we recorded. I did text you, and I was like, "Yo, I'm tempted to make Salah captain."
Yeah.
You remember? I think it must have been five minutes till the deadline.
Yeah.
And
literally.
Also on the show, we did discuss that his record at Old Trafford was not so great, and then you mentioned that he did well in the FA Cup.
Yeah, it's called a brace.
Yeah,
so, when we're actually still defending well.
Yeah. So and we probably should have made him captain.
Yeah,
probably if we weren't United fans, we captained him.
Yeah, I think it actually made sense because if you think about it, like we the last 4 or 5 matches we've had, the amount of chances we concede is insane, right?
Yes.
Now you're thinking. Like in my head, I was like, against Liverpool, they're not gonna do that, you know.
Sure,
it's gonna be that game. You know, form goes out the window. But I was wrong. It doesn't.
Yeah. Me
not
too.
In this case.
I mean, I saw a 1 or a 2-0. It was one of those where, like, even if I'm wrong, I really thought everyone else would match. However, I don't think your captain choice was bad. Like,
yeah.
Even then, yeah. Like, I still think Havertz. I mean, if you were to play that game week 1,000 times, I don't think Salah, like, gets those points. I don't know if you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's, I agree.
Yeah, like, I think if you play that game week 1,000 times, like, Havertz would get more points, you know, against Norwich. Mm. I mean, he was the only, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's the only player who didn't get returns.
Dude, people were playing around him, bro. He was you decided to turn up as Martial, dude. Like, literally everything was just around him.
Yeah, I know. Because, I mean, Chelsea scored 7, Glenn, right? So when I saw 7-0, I looked at the scoreline and I was like, I was so happy for you. Because I hadn't checked the scoreline, right? Mm. So I was like, well played. I go and check and Havertz has nothing. I actually was worried that I fell behind, right? I was like, okay, Glenn's going to, you know, shoot up the ranks. I don't think you made the wrong choice. I really don't. I mean, I captained Vardy. Debatable. My one, but yours, I don't think you made the wrong choice. I really don't.
Yeah, I wasn't beating myself up too much, especially because if you look at it, that United game, Liverpool actually didn't play well. Sure, I mean, if that game was at Anfield, I mean, I'm telling you, it could have been a record, could have been 10, easily. But they actually they played the way they usually play at Old Trafford. It's just that we were just that bad. Like, we just handed them open spaces, just
100%. We're pressing, but not pressing at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was just a mess. So it stings, but that's fantasy, right? Like, making the best decision over the long run, right? Like, I think, yes, it will hurt you in one or two game weeks, but over the course of the season, you keep making captain choices like you did, it pays off. And I think that's what I would say to the listeners. However, Salah wasn't the worst choice, but it does make me think, right? Like, I think oftentimes we overlook these guys in big games, because I was thinking Salah scored against City. He wasn't going to captain that week.
He had a goal and an assist.
So maybe there's a case, right? Which, and I want to flip things around. Let's actually discuss, like, what you're thinking this week. Let's go through. Do you want to start maybe with transfers that you've made, injuries?
So first of all, Vardy has been declared fit, so that's good news. No need to sell him. Rafinha might be able to play according to Bielsa, which is also good, against Norwich. And then I've kept Havertz, you know, I decided to give him one more week. I can't sell my whole team, right? But I also decided to get Phil Foden for Benrahma, which was a transfer I've been meaning to make, really. Not for Foden, but to transfer out Benrahma. With Foden, he seems like the attacker that, you know, is going to be playing all the games, or at least for the most part.
And he came on, he didn't start the Carabao Cup game. Right. Came on, I think, in the 73rd minute or something. Both him and Grealish came on off the bench. Sterling and Mahrez started.
So that's, you know, that makes for a good decision there. And then I had Alonso. I literally bought Alonso the day he stopped starting. Again, that's just been my luck. So I finally sold him for Chilwell, who's scored in, you know, 4 games in a row. You just can't ignore that kind of form. So I decided to get Chilwell. I still have Cancelo, who also didn't start in midweek. So those
did Azpilicueta start midweek for Chelsea?
Didn't you say he's injured?
No, so I checked now,
I'm
and he's not.
I'm actually not sure, to be honest.
No, he's not. So he's not. No, he's not. He's not.
Let me quickly check for you if he started. Because you have him, right?
Yeah, I do have him.
So that's an important one to know. And you sold him for you sold Rüdiger for him.
Yes, yeah, I did. So I'm just checking Chelsea's lineup here. He did not start. So Reece James started. Alonso started. No, he wasn't. He wasn't on the bench. But he's fit on fantasy, so.
He might come back.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Who knows?
So you've brought Foden in, and then
wait,
Havertz
started. Holy crap! Well, at least he scored.
I wouldn't be worried. I still think he'll play.
At least he scored. So it might be a case. Well, I'm hoping. This is me hoping because I have him in my team. Might be a case of the coach wanting him to get into the goals because he doesn't have a good striker. Yeah, just get that confidence up. So I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah.
If it is, then, you know, we're in good shape.
Sure.
Okay, so that's me. What? How about you? What are you thinking?
It was Chilwell and Foden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. For the minus eight. Oh, you had a free transfer? Oh, okay, negative four, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was a minus eight in my head. I thought there was three. So with me, I haven't made a transfer yet. I was waiting to see if Rafinha's fit. Do you have Rafinha, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's playing Norwich this week. And I wanted to see what the news was. And you said he is fit, correct?
He said it's one of those touch and go. He might start. Mm. But typically, you know, when Bielsa says that, it means he probably will start. Yeah. Especially with Leeds, they kind of need the points.
Sure. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave my transfer pretty late just in case Rafinha doesn't start. So I have two guys who are a risk to start in my team, Aspilicueta and Rafinha. So I can't afford two guys not playing, so I'm really going to leave it late. If I'm worried about Rafinha, I will get him out for Foden. If I get some sort of news that he'll play, I'll be checking Twitter and alike, just seeing what people are saying. Then I'll probably get Benrahma out and bring in Phil Foden. So that will be me. Probably just the one change. And Salah captain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have Jota in my team. Yeah. It's Brighton at home. So... I mean, I also wanted to see what was happening with Vardy. Thank God he's fit. So he's playing Arsenal at home. That's going to be very exciting to see what happens there.
That's actually a fun match to watch.
It is, for sure. Always is. For people who are listening now, obviously we don't know everyone's team, but what kind of moves do you think people should be looking to make based on... barring that they don't have any injuries, like who are standouts for you in the next 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue we've always had with Man City is, you know, the rotation and just, you know, not having a forward you can trust to start for most of the time. But since Foden's been back, I think he then qualifies for that spot as well as the form is in. So. Mm-hmm. He's the guy you'd want to get, right? I mean, if you're feeling frisky, you can go for, you know, KDB, but I feel like there's no need for that. Going for Phil, that's the way to do it. Especially now that we know he's the guy. And then if you don't have Cancelo falls into the same bracket. He started in every game this year in the league. He seems like, you know, even more sure than Ruben Dias at this point.
Yes, he looks locked
in. So, yeah.
He also came off the bench, right?
So, yes, he did. Scored a penalty.
Yeah. You know, with Chilwell, your Chilwell move is an interesting one because, I mean, for you, it made sense given that you had Alonso who wasn't playing. Chilwell's getting like crazy attacking returns as well. He's looking like the best Chelsea option right now. I'm just worried about the Chelsea... defenders. Actually, both Chelsea and City defenses are leaving me a little bit nervous. Seems to be a bit of...
Yeah.
We always known about City's rotation, but Chelsea's ones are starting to surprise me, you know? I think no matter who you own, you've been burned, except for Chilwell.
You remember in an episode, we thought Azpilicueta was the guy.
Yes.
But even he's not safe, you know?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I don't really know. Also, another guy is Trent. My word. I mean, not having him has been a big issue for me as well.
It's true. I actually wanted to talk to you about that, man, because he's... firstly, his price hasn't gone up too much.
It's because of people like me. Like, he's just so expensive that, you know, not a lot of people can actually buy him, no matter how well he's actually doing.
Yeah. I think it goes down to that's where the budget's... I mean, who do you have up front?
No, I actually have money in the bank. Next week, my next move is actually to get Trent in.
Yeah, it has to be done.
That's my next move.
It has to be done. So it has to be done.
Because I'm thinking, let me just look at my team again. Because I've got Cancelo and Chilwell as my starters at the moment. And then Marcel, Livramento, and Duffy. So I can sell Marcel for let me see if I can actually afford it. I might be talking crap. But I mean, after selling Lukaku, you know, anything's possible at this point. I've got 7.6. How much is he?
He's 7.6.
Damn. That's deadly.
You won't regret it.
I'm literally on the edge of affording him. Like, literally, that's how much I have.
I'm with you. You won't regret it, though.
I might actually do it this week. Just in case.
I don't think it's worth a minus. That would be a minus.
I'm scared of not affording him. Because the player I have is injured. So if his price goes down. Or, you know. But yeah, you're right. I think you're right, though. Let me chill. I'll do it as soon as the game week starts. I'm sure I'll be good for that. I don't need to do it now.
No. There's no need. There's no need.
Because who's he playing? He's playing Brighton, though.
He's playing Brighton. But again, I think that -4, like, I think you're still good, though. I think you're still good. So I might do it.
I might actually do it. I'm loose right now, bro. I'm loose. You know how loose I am right now, bro.
I think, but hold on, right? Like, if you think about, if you were to do it, right? Like, the -8 is a lot, though. I think it's just that it's.
Well, my thinking is Brighton just got pummeled last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
By City. And if that's the case, right? If I'll assume Liverpool will pummel them as well.
Sure.
Let's say 4. If they score 4, it's probably going to be a clean. You know, they struggle to score goals against the big teams.
Mm-hmm.
You might have an assist and a clean. That's going to make up for it.
Yeah, okay.
Or he might have 1 point because Brighton scored and he got a yellow. Yes, who knows?
Exactly. And then you're kind of sitting. I think it's a move that you can make afterwards, hey? I don't think people are going to be rushing for him. I think there's going to be a big influx for Foden. If Foden gets returns, that's the guy.
I got Foden early in the week, right? He was 8 mil straight. The man is 8.2 now. I was like, damn.
And I think good by the end of this, early. He's probably going to be 8.3 by the end of this week. So I think you can actually hold on. I think Trent is a long-term hold, actually. I think you can hold him for some time. Hold on to him for like the whole season. And that's why I'm saying there's no rush to get him in. It's not like I think Foden is quite like a short-term play. Like, we all want him for this this week. You know,
the stint he's having, and
exactly. Because I mean, we're not keeping Foden in our teams for the entire season. I can tell you that the Pep relate is real.
You know, there's a time when Mahrez is going to be the starter,
Sterling.
Yeah. We know that,
yes, exactly. Whereas Trent, I think he's going to be a lock in for the entire season, and I mean, the guy. He has 3 assists in 7 games. Those are crazy numbers for a defender, I think.
Who's that, Trent? You
know? Trent, yeah. His expected assists is actually 3.47. So for anyone who's listening, just expected assists is how many assists like these models think he should have had. It gives us an indication of the kind of passes that he's making. So his expected assist is 3.47.
Is that per game?
He only has 3. No, that's for the entire, for 7 games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Per game, you just have to divide that by 7 to give you a number per game. But essentially, it just speaks to the quality of chances that he's making, right? 3.47, that's quite high, right? Like, that's I mean, he's rivaling, like, midfielders, you know? So And on top of that, he gives you the clean sheets on top of that, you know. I'll put it in perspective. Bruno Fernandes has 2 assists, but he has expected assists of 3.34. So basically the number of chances that, you know, Trent and Bruno are making, like Trent is matching, you know, Talisman in other teams. I think that's where his value is. So if you look at him as a midfielder, just in another position, he's actually really cheap. If Trent wasn't an attacker, he'd probably be like 8.5 or 9. I think the value that we get with him is crazy. I'm surprised we haven't spoken about him on the show. That being said,
he gets cleans.
Exactly. He's so undervalued. Trent should be like 9 for the numbers that he gets. He should be like a real premium. Anyway, that being said, though, not worth the hit. I think you're comfortable to get him next week. And you already, you know, made bank on Foden. So
I might get him, eh? I'm thinking about it now. I mean, if the man gets 10 points.
It'll hurt. But I at most... Oh, but I mean, he's going to be bombing forward, hey, like, now that you mentioned
it. I know like, Trent, man. And you know Brighton plays honestly as well.
That's true. He did get should have gotten assist, more
as well, by the way. Could have scored as well.
Yeah.
Nah. I think I'm just going to get him.
No, Glenn, not worth the hit. Not worth the hit. I don't think so. Minus 8's a lot, hey. It's expensive.
Think of it as minus 4. I've already taken the other hit. Here's the thing. I don't want to play Tony. Tony really is not going to do anything for me. So for me, I'm thinking if I do this, I can play a back 4 with Livramento in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I play my 4 mids.
Yeah.
And then Vardy and Antonio. Who's Antonio playing again? Villa.
He's playing against Villa at home away.
Anyway, I'll think about it. I won't do it right now. I'll just think.
Yeah.
I haven't actually thought about it.
Yeah. Yep. Before we go though, like Captain Salah, I don't even think we needed to have a discussion.
Yeah, we
don't
even need to spend any time on this one. He's reached that point of captain every week now.
Yeah, Salah needs to be a captain. For anyone who is thinking, guys, I think that people can look into. I still like Aubameyang. I said I like him last week.
Oh, yeah.
I still like him this week.
You spoke about. Yeah.
Yeah. I still like him, even against Leicester.
I only like him at home. Back,
that's a good point. That is a good point. Although, I think he plays Leeds next week.
So, next week he's playing Watford.
Yeah, but that would be a punt.
I might do a Vardy Aubameyang switch there.
Yeah, that would be a very short-term play. So, for a game week 10... Depending on your money, although it's going to be hard for you to do this now that you're going to get Trent, right? But remember, Kane is still an option. I would say you could go to Aubameyang next week and then to Kane, or you could save the 2 transfers to get Kane in game week 13, I think it is. Because is it 12? I might be lying.
No, but I want Aubameyang for game week 13. He's playing Newcastle at home.
Oh, okay.
Game week 12, he's playing Liverpool away. I don't want him for that.
Yeah, so who...
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. So Spurs have Burnley in game week 13.
This is why I want Trent right now. Because if I just get Trent now, it means next week I can just do my Aubameyang switch.
Without taking a hit. Will you have enough money to upgrade to a Harry Kane?
I don't want Harry Kane.
At all.
For which game week are you looking? Are you looking at?
Looking at game week 13 when he goes to Burnley. Then after that.
But that week I want Aubameyang because he's at home to Newcastle.
Ah, okay, fair.
The Burnley week.
Fair. I mean, you could even get Aubameyang. Yeah, he's probably not going to do so well game week 12. But anyway, let's see.
I'm not in on Spurs in any case, to be honest with you.
Sure. And Ronaldo, do you see Ronaldo coming back into rotation anytime soon?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, Ronaldo's probably game week 15. I might even bring Ronaldo back against Arsenal. Game week 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think game week 14. Ronaldo against Arsenal at home. He's going to be so hyped for that. As bad as United are, I think we can get at Arsenal. And I can see his price increasing again. It's going to be very interesting. But and hey, we'll guys, see that's, what form we'll see what happens. As well. Yeah, 100%. That's 5 weeks from now. But guys, I think for now, Foden in the next 2 to 3 weeks is the play. Salah captain. Yeah, and I think we can wrap it up.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Thank you, Easy. All the best with this week. Yes, sir. Let us know if you guys do well. It'll be interesting.
Please don't take that hit, Deuce. Please.
I'm taking it. Because here's the thing, right? If I don't take it, I definitely want to do the Aubameyang thing next week. Uh-huh. So I'm going to take... And I still want Trent anyway.
Sure. So why don't you take a minus 4 then? Next week?
What's the difference? It's all 4 points, right? In the grand scheme. And also, I want him for this freaking Brighton game.
Yeah.
And for next week, who's he playing? He'd be playing...
I think he plays Arsenal or something.
Arsenal. Yeah, I want
that's
him
an easy
that
game for
too.
Spurs. I want that's an easy game for Liverpool. That's yeah, a, I'm, I want him I'm for that eyeing game that as well. Game was for Salah captain, hey?
I'm not really even eyeing... flinching.
Yeah. Easily captain Salah against Arsenal.
Yeah, so I might as well get Trent now. And then I'll do the Aubameyang thing next week and then sell him for the Liverpool game, get someone else, or I don't know who. And then bring him back the following week. Hopefully I won't have any injuries. If I do, then I'll just keep him or bench him.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
All right, then.
I hope it pays off. Cool, guys.
Let's see. We'll talk. I mean, judging by my luck so far, who the hell knows, right?
Right,
I can
only
hope for the best at this point.
For sure.
That's all I can do.
100%.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Easy. Enjoy your weekend.
Take it easy, guys. You too, guys.
All right. Cheers. Oh, yeah. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
Peace.